Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. Looking forward to another exciting Monday motivational call. I have a good friend of mine on the call tonight from Big Spokane, Washington, Gina Moran. I've always been able to admire her from afar. I've always admired her tenacity and how she's worked extremely hard to get what she has. She's raised beautiful daughters and just done extremely, you know, one of the things I think I admire most is there's never any excuses here. And in this business of network marketing and also being a part of ASEA, there's a lot of times that we can come across bumps in the road where we can find excuses why we don't do stuff or find reasons why we can't do something in any given day. When I talked to Gina and when I wanted to really hit this call tonight, I wanted to really start to focus on keeping the main thing. And one of the people that really popped into my mind was Gina Moran. She's a Diamond Associates in ASEA. She's done it at a fast pace, and she's done it by doing ASEA day in and day out and leading from the front. So, Gina, do we have you?
You do. Hi, Terry.
Awesome. Glad to have. Thanks for being a part of the call tonight. If you don't mind, so everybody gets a good taste of who you are and where you come from, share a little bit about your background as we get going.
Oh, well, sure, Terry. I'd be delighted. And I just want to thank you for that kind introduction and for inviting me on this call tonight. You know, it's always a pleasure and an honor to work with someone like you, Terry. So I appreciate the opportunity to share. And I do have to say I'm truly grateful to be aligned with this global giant, ASEA, today. And I am also very thankful for the people who have supported and encouraged me along my journey. As you know, this truly is a business that you build for yourself, but certainly not by yourself. It's really a team effort. So, sure, to start out, you know, by sharing a little bit about my network marketing journey, which really started over about 10 years ago. You know, when I was first introduced to this industry, Terry, would you believe I was the one who said no? And I said, absolutely not. You know, I had the common excuses, no time, no money, and literally no understanding of how this business model worked. So I almost made a decision out of ignorance because I wasn't willing to investigate and keep an open mind while I gathered all the facts. And, you know, I share this because I'm certain that there's many of us that have encountered these types of people, just like myself, the ones that say no before they even know what they're saying no to. So if I had not been convinced, and I know that's kind of a big word, but it really was for me, I had to be convinced to attend a meeting, I would never have opened my eyes to what this industry really and truly is, and that's relationship marketing. And it was really through Dick and Nancy Walker, who demonstrated servant leadership and the willingness to help others succeed. So I took a leap of faith. I stepped into an industry that I believe would become my destiny. I began to enjoy some success in that industry, but about this time, we were thrown a pretty big curveball. We began to experience some very serious financial difficulties. We lost a 7,000-square-foot home that we were building, not buying, and if anybody's built a home, I think they can empathize with us there. And, of course, that was in the 2008 real estate and mortgage crisis. And at the same time, my husband had also lost his computer programming and consulting position. So, And then to top it off, my previous home-based business was bottoming out quickly. So we were living paycheck to before paycheck. In fact, we barely had a paycheck. So due to the severe devastation, now we still had four children at home, four out of the six that we had raised. You know, my husband hit rock bottom, and I had no idea how we were going to pull out of this one. But I knew that if anything was to be, it was up to me. After 20 years of being a homeschooling mom, I found myself, you know, shoveling horse manure and cleaning other people's toilets. You know, I'm embarrassed to say that, but I just want to give everybody, you know, the reality of how bad it really was and that I was willing to do anything alongside my daughters just to pay the bills and survive. And then I realized, you know, I finally decided to reenter the workplace, and I took on a 9-to-5 job as a mail clerk for WSU. But I found out very quickly that lifting 50 to 75-pound boxes was not the best for my back. In fact, I would drive home in just tears, wondering what in the world I was going to do now. And, Terry, I literally said a prayer. I cried out to God, and I said, what now? And it was literally about a week later when I got the call from Jerry White asking me to meet with him and Dick Walker. And, you know, as they laid this opportunity at my feet, I was embarrassed that I couldn't even afford to join. But I also knew that I couldn't afford not to. I knew that trading dollars for hours was simply not going to give our family the financial boost that we desperately needed. And frankly, after returning to a traditional job, I cringed at the thought of someone else owning my time, my life, and my dreams. So I laid my credit card on the table that day. I jumped in with both feet, and I just started running. And, you know, I literally started running. I didn't wait to have a product experience. I didn't need a product experience because I wasn't sick. I didn't have any major disease. I was just sick spiritually, emotionally, and financially. So I was astounded at how fast I was able to build a viable, ethical business, which was now producing true residual income within my first month. And I think that this is mainly due to ASEA's compensation plan, where they've taken two of the best plans, you know, the binary with the unilevel, and intertwined them together so that people can really make some fast start cash out the gate while they're building towards long-term sustainable income. And as we all know, today, you know, ASEA's life-changing technology with two applications now is taking over $3 trillion markets: health and wellness, athletic performance and recovery, and the skincare industry, as well as anti-aging. So this jet airliner is just beginning to take off, but I am so grateful to be on board. And I know that, you know, network marketing is an industry which allows average people to develop above average incomes, and there's never been a better vehicle. It really is possible to dream and to dream big in ASEA, and it's possible to thrive and not just survive, and my life is living proof of that. You know, today it's been over 3 years, but honestly, after just 2.5 years with this company, I began to enjoy a six-figure income. And my four beautiful daughters and I only live the life that we never could have even imagined that was possible. We live in our dream home. I drive my dream car. We travel all over the world, build memories. You know, Virtus always taught us, right, to make money to build memories. You know, it was all about the memories that we would build as we took this journey. And I loved, you know, what he taught us in that. But here's the thing. You know, what really drives and motivates me is the greatest gift that ASEA has given me, and that's the ability to bring joy and freedom to others as I am finally able to give back to society. So for me, Terry, there's just no greater joy in life than bringing joy to another, and I am so grateful to ASEA for giving me the greatest treasure of all. So that's my personal story.
Awesome. So let's kind of hit when you sat down with Jerry and Dr. Walker, and you kind of got the information and you took off. Kind of give us, when you say you took off, I mean, sometimes people look at this and they want to, you know, make sure they're fully trained, they fully understand stuff, and like you said, maybe wait for a product experience. Take us back to the beginning, what you did. How did it, I mean, you built it pretty quick. What did you do?
Sure. Well, believe it or not, I actually sponsored somebody on the way home. You know, I couldn't wait, Terry. I had no time to wait. You know, it was desperate. But, you know, I had the desire, you know, and I love what Les Brown says. He says, you have to be hungry. You have to be hungry to succeed. And we were definitely hungry. He says, you have to have a deep desire to move the needle of your life forward. You have to have a desire for a dream, for a mission, for a cause, for something that you believe in that's pulling you forward because you care about it so much. And I think because I really do care about people, and I knew that, you know, we say that saying, oh, let's make a meaningful difference while we make a living. But, you know, do we ever really stop and think about it? That's exactly what we're doing. It's a meaningful difference in life. We're not selling Tupperware. We're not selling phone cards. You know, we're giving people quality of life and life that they may or may not have even had the opportunity to live out with quality had they not been introduced to these amazing molecules. So because I knew that Dick and Jerry had looked at the science, I didn't need to go home and read everything and study everything. I just believed in my heart that this truly was the greatest scientific achievement of our lifetime and that it truly would move forward in a great way, and I wanted to be behind it. And so, I knew I needed to go quick. As I think about what Brendan Burchard talks about when he talks about training on achieving more and mastering these four steps of desire and direction and discipline, and then as he calls it, distraction radar, you know, the next thing for me was just finding the direction. I knew I had to get up that ladder as quickly as I could. So I just, you know, I went home and picked up the phone. And I think for some people, you know, the phone becomes very heavy. But I did start with my hot list and my warm list. And as I went through that, you know, I began to work into my cool list. But I just never stopped. I kept picking up the phone. I kept calling. And, you know, we encounter those no's. But I didn't have to let those no's slow me down or stop me because I was on a mission. I knew the direction that I needed to go. You know, in Montana, they have a saying that says, the time to have the map is before you enter the woods. And many people wander into this big field of opportunity, and then they become frustrated and upset because they don't know where to go. But what I love about Acia Terry is that the roadmaps that they have in place, every step of the way, are just literally there. It's impossible for anybody to get lost on this journey. You know, between Alan Noble's Amazing Molecules training website and our ateamsupport.com, we can point everyone in the direction that they choose to go. In fact, even on the Acia Cadence site, we literally have a roadmap now to bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and even diamond. So, you know, pick your rank, pick your direction, pick your goal, choose where you want to go with this company, and then get on the track and, you know, allow your upline and your team members to help you get there. Don't try to do this alone. But once you have that direction down, then it's time to roll up your sleeves. It, now comes the discipline because, you know, when you knock on the door of opportunity, it is work that answers. As we all know, this is not miracle marketing. It's network marketing, right? And so, you know, we need a high level of discipline each and every single day. I never stopped picking up the phone and calling people. And so you need to set up repeated habits and methods and practices in your life that you do over and over again that move you towards your desire. You know, if people want to get fit and stay in shape, they have to be disciplined to work out so many times a week. And discipline is not a negative thing. It's a joyful habit of pursuing your dreams. So, you know, as a parent, we often have to display that discipline in other ways. But it's a good practice and a skill set to, you know, to really hone in. And then, you know, the final thing on this is really distraction radar. You know, for some people, it's a constant challenge to keep from being distracted. And you have to have your distraction radar up when you're going somewhere because everything is going to get in your way. Other people will give you their agendas, their emergencies, their needs. You know, the world will throw up this emergency and this challenge or that problem. You know, 300 new emails and 1,000 new posts to read. You know, there's so much to be consumed by today. But our job is just to have the desire, the direction, and the discipline. And commitment today means to minimize and remove distractions. So, you know, rather than being a distraction, I want to be someone who is empowering people to not just dream, but to live their dreams and to show people a better way, to refire their desire and to own their time and their finances. And, you know, that's when you start to really feel like you're moving forward in life and life becomes more energized and engaged. You're more enthusiastic for tomorrow because you know you control your destiny. But, you know, Terry, I want to share just a quick story with you here. It's kind of going off track for a minute, but
no, good.
Give everybody an idea. You know, when I set a goal to go platinum, you talk about excuses. I think I encountered the most stressful time in my life. I had to make one of the toughest decisions that I've ever had to make in life, and that was to divorce my husband. And in order to do that, I was going to have to fill out all the paperwork, and, you know, I didn't have money to hire an attorney. And when you have four children, that's a big pile of paperwork, let me tell you. And for somebody that doesn't understand legal terms and cannot, you know, can't hire an attorney, it was not easy. And as you can imagine, this put a huge amount of stress in my life. Well, then to top it off, as I'm trying to go through this mound of paperwork and fill out this, you know, file for this divorce, I receive a notice, totally unexpected, that now I'm going to have to move in 30 days. So my world was crumbling. But you know what? I knew I had to stay focused. I had set a goal to go platinum, and by golly, I wasn't going to let anything stand in my way. So now, within the same four-month period, I'm now losing my stepmother to cancer, and she was the mother who had raised me after my real mother had died of cancer when I was 10 years old. So I've got three of life's, you know, highest stressors. If you ever take those stress tests, you know, loss of a of a loved one, a move, and a divorce. Those are like right up there at the very top, right? So now I've got the highest score on the stress test, but I knew I had to stay focused because I had made a commitment to my girls that we would survive and we would get through this together. And, you know, sometimes I think it really boils down to your why. And they've often said if your why has a face to it, it may have a greater and more impactful meaning. And for me, Terry, I had four of them. I had four of those faces looking at me every day. So, you know, quitting wasn't an option, no matter what life threw at me. So anyway, I just wanted to share. If people out there think that sometimes life can throw you some hard curveballs, yes, it can. But you know what? You can overcome them. You can do it. And there's just never been a better company that can help you and stand beside you. I had so much support. You know, I felt like my ASEA family was really my true family going through all that. And that's what I love about this company. You know, we just really do build true relationships that last for a lifetime.
I love, you know, like I said in the beginning, love your tenacity. And when you're focused on it, I mean, you tend to get it done. Now, you know, I also know, and, you know, Jerry and the Walkers have been sharing with me and Marcia, that when it comes time for people to make a decision, you just don't let them off. I mean, you pretty much direct people to a decision. Kind of talk about that. I mean, if you take them through the process, you kind of, it's decision time. You help them make a decision.
I do. I like to collect a decision. I kind of consider myself to be the queen of follow-up. Probably because I'm one who never gives up on people. You know, I'll continue to follow up with them until they tell me to go away. And I've actually brought in, you know, some pretty significant, influential people in my group because I was willing to drip on them. But as far as collecting that decision, you know, I want to get to the end result. I want to know, am I if I'm wasting my time or you're not interested or this is not the time for you, then that's fine. Just be able to tell me because I want to be able to move on to the person out there that may be praying and waiting for this opportunity or this product to come into their life. But I just like to ask a lot of questions. You know, you will find out a lot of information when you ask questions and when you ask open-ended questions. So if you ask a question that just requires a yes or no, sometimes that puts up a roadblock, but if you ask an open-ended type question where they have to elaborate, it gives you more information to really understand where that person is at. And, you know, a lot of times we want people to shoot straight with us, but they really don't always do that, do they? They'll give us excuses. They'll bring up objections that may or may not be real. And for me, I'm kind of a transparent type of gal. I just want to know the real deal. You know, if there's a real objection, let's get to it and let's overcome it because we know that we truly can overcome most of the objections. But if it's not real, then, you know, that's okay. Don't make up excuses that why you don't need or want the product or why you're not interested in this business because not everybody is, and that's okay. And, you know, I've had to learn to not wear my emotions on my shirt sleeve quite so heavily because for women, I think it's harder. You know, we take those things to heart. There are people out there that we know and we love it, and we know that they need this technology or they need this business. They need to know about it, and probably more so they need to join us. But the decision is still up to them, and we can't make the decision for them. But I certainly appreciate, you know, today it was like it was a great day. I helped an associate bring in a couple of four cases and two tube enrollments and another one with an 8 case. And it's so refreshing to be able to get, like you say, to the point with people, what do they really want? And let's just give them what they want. You know, as soon as I know that they're interested, you know, the next words out of my mouth is, okay, do you have a minute to give me some information? I need to know the address you'd like this sent to and how do I spell your name? And, you know, I just kind of get right to it. People are busy and oftentimes they don't need more information when we still want to continue to, you know, back the dump truck up and they're ready to get started. So I think it's just kind of learning.
Real quick, because I love what you're saying right now, and it kind of rolls off of you pretty quick. But you, when they come to a point and you file the question, and you just kind of write then and there, where do we send this stuff? I mean, say that again. How do you do that?
So how
that's
do I
well,
you know it's
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, I mean, it's because you're throwing it out there, and I know a lot of times when it's just kind of second nature for us, and right. This is really good stuff because, you know, people need to come to a point that, you know, we're almost shocked when somebody says, okay, I'm ready to do it, and then we don't know what to do at times. I mean, we almost feel like sometimes people need more information, and we see this in this industry, but when they're ready to go, repeat what you basically do again. I mean, you almost, it's not like you have an application ready and you start saying, where would you like this stuff sent?
Yeah, you know, Terry, and I don't know if I've ever even printed an application. Isn't that crazy? But I just have a pen and paper in hand. I'm ready to write it on a napkin, on a piece of scratch paper, whatever I need to do, because I don't want to hold them on the line while I'm typing everything into my back office. I can take your name, your address, your email, your phone number, and your credit card and your birth date and social within 2 minutes. You know, it's probably going to take me a little bit longer to go through the application online. Now, that's just how I choose to do it, and maybe that's not always duplicatable, but I've just found that it's easier because if I can ask somebody, hey, you ready to get going right now? You want to go ahead? And, yeah, sure. What do I need to do? I said, okay, just give me your name. I just start asking the questions that I need to enroll them so that you know, we're going through that process. And I think sometimes for people, if you can learn to ask pre-closing questions, you will, and that might be, I'm trying to think of something like right off the top of my head here. If we were having a discussion and you were saying, well, you know, this sounds pretty good. I have this and that, or, you know, or my husband's lost his job. Maybe this is something we should look at. You know, I might say, well, you know, could you see yourself building a business with us, or would you just be somebody who would like to enjoy living younger longer? You know, so I might be giving them an option there for them to tell me what their interests are leaning towards. If they are leaning towards the product, then I might say something about, well, you know, there's a couple different ways you can get started with this, but are you ready to start drinking these molecules today and really start to enjoy the benefits? Because, you know, we could send you information until the cows come home, right? We've got enough science, we've got enough videos, but if they've already looked at something, then really it's time to make a decision. Because here's the bottom line, Terry, what does everybody want? They want to feel the difference. They want to experience these molecules. And like I tell them, the only way you're going to know if it's working is when you start drinking it. So again, it's not that I want to point them to a tool, don't get me wrong, and I want them to review some information, but they don't need to be on that for weeks at a time. In fact, the longer they're on it, I think the less interested they become. So, you know, it's really important to follow up within 24 to 48 hours and find out what they're thinking. And oftentimes, even when I've followed up with people and they haven't had time to look at something, you know, I let them off the hook and I say, hey, that's okay. You know, life's busy. I understand. But let me ask you something. Do you have just a minute? Because I'd like to, you know, just share. Maybe I can give you just a short overview on the phone. Would that be okay? And most of the time, they're really accepting of that because their time is precious. They are busy. And if they haven't been able to look at the information because they're too busy, then they're often willing to just, you know, let me speak to them a little bit about it. And then if they want more information, now we've piqued their interest a little bit more to actually take the time to go look at that tool that we've pointed them to. On the other hand, if they have looked at information, then I don't usually ask them, you know, what questions they have because they may not have a question. What I ask them is, so what did you think about the information that you reviewed? Or what did you like best about that information that you reviewed? Or so could you see how these molecules could actually benefit you? Or could you see how this business could actually produce some extra income for your family and help you build that nest egg that you require for retirement, or to help you put your son through college, or to buy that extra car, or, you know, pay that medical bill off, whatever it might be. You know, I don't think anybody would run out of reasons to use extra money. We all need extra money. And I think, you know, Jerry, I think, taught us one of the biggest lessons about this years ago when he said, you know, you could have somebody who's very, very sick and offer them a health technology in one hand and a $100 bill in the other hand, and what will they take? They'll always take the money because people are looking for ways to earn money, not spend money. So I think sometimes it's really important that we do lead with, you know, the business, even though we're talking about the product. It's important to let people know that if they, you know, want to share this and also, you know, earn extra income to maybe just offset the cost of their product, or maybe they want to, you know, become a part-time builder where they can make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. Maybe they want to become a big-time builder. But I know I made one of the biggest mistakes in my life years ago in network marketing when a very sick friend of mine approached me, and I kept trying to talk to her and show her the wellness technologies, and she finally looked at me and said, "Well, isn't there a business behind this?" And I thought, wow, what would this sick woman, you know, want to do? What would she be wanting to build a business for? Well, little did I know, even though her husband was a successful contractor, you know, they were in financial trouble because she had been so sick for so many years, she wasn't able to earn any income or help the family out. So, you know, we never know what people want. You know, we look at some of these successful people and we think they have it all. I mean, look at my sponsor. Who would have thought a very successful doctor, you know, would be wanting to build a business with a network marketing company? But it's something he loves to do. He's passionate about it. And now, you know, when people, successful people, see that they can actually own their time and their freedom and replace those higher level six-figure incomes with something like this, it's a dream come true, you know. So I don't know. I'm probably just babbling on here.
No. Really, Gina, this is really good stuff. And that's how I kind of, you know, I was taught a long time ago, and it was kind of by chance when I went into a GNC to get a protein bar. And at the time, I was about 29. The guy that was back there is about 24, just graduated from the University of Texas, and about to go get his master's degree in accounting. And we were talking about something, and I said, "Yeah, but that's common sense." And he said, "Yep, but your common sense is another man's intelligence." And, you know, and that really sunk in. It really did. It changed me. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, we tend to just think people get what we say a lot. That's why I wanted to pull that back. That's some really, really good stuff. So, Gina, we've got a lot of people listening live, and we're going to have a whole bunch listening to this recording for this week and for the weeks to come, because we'll have it up for a while. Look, you came from a position of despair, and you really went at it. What's some advice and you made it? I mean, look, you went from ground zero to, you know, hitting six figures, like you said, in about 18 months. What would you want to share with the people who are listening today?
Sure. Well, you know, in closing, I think I'd just like to say that, you know, never limit the vision that you have for your life based on your current circumstances or competencies. You're more powerful and strong and imaginative than you even think you are, or than you can even imagine you are. So I just want to encourage everybody to make a decision to change the situation and follow your dreams with more focus and intensity. When you make a decision not to worry about the critics and instead give your whole heart and effort to those who want positivity and progress in life, that's when life just becomes so fun and so just energized. You know, you can think bigger and don't put limitations on yourself or your dreams. You know, I had no reason to believe that I could live my dreams, except that my passion and my desire and my commitment overrode my fears, allowing me to believe that all the struggle and all the hardship and the toil would really be worth it. You know, Terry, I kind of feel like I'm the Cinderella story of Asiya. I absolutely love that movie. It's one of my favorites, Cinderella Man. It was a true story of a boxer back in the Great Depression, and that man was literally fighting for his family. So I really feel that that's, you know, where I've been these last few years, and I guess I would just, you know, ask people, you know, what are you fighting for? Find something that you that's bigger than yourself, and you'll find your dreams. That's what's for me.
you're absolutely amazing, and I want to thank you for being a part of this call tonight. I know everybody got a lot out of it, and if you're okay, we'll go ahead and stop the recording and go to the questions and answers, if you're okay with that.
Sure, Terry. That's
so
great.
Everybody, this is another successful, I think, just a fantastic, a great recording on the Monday Motivation. I know I got inspired and got a lot of great notes. So get this out to your teams as fast as you can, and hold on one second. We'll fire off some questions. Hold on a second.